It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a business owner in Baraboo.
Ana Torres came to Baraboo as a teenager and fell in love with the city. Now, she owns Las Milpas, a Mexican restaurant and Latin grocery store. As Wisconsin Life's Maria Brunetta tells us, it's more than a business. Torres strives to make it a place that strengthens the community.
When Ana Torres was 18 years old, she did something outside of her comfort zone. She left her mother and sister in Peru and came to Baraboo for a work and travel program to improve her English.
I thought, oh, maybe in a further state, you know, there is not too many Hispanic people, so I can keep practicing more. But that wasn't true. Hispanic people are everywhere.
Torres's university in Peru required a second language. So in December 2006, she spent her school break working at a printing factory in Baraboo.
I felt like home here because I was able to meet not just the USA history or community or people, but also my people, more Latinos, you know, Honduras, Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico. We just can talk different. We can eat different. We can think different.
And she had fallen for Baraboo, so she returned to Wisconsin and eventually opened her own business, Las Milpas. It's a Mexican restaurant and Latin grocery store.
In 2011, we opened with our savings, saving the taxes, returns, and all that stuff. We could open the store from just nothing. I remember that we only had 350 in the cashier, and that's all.
The business started off as a small grocery store, but quickly grew. Customers asked for a meat counter, a bakery, a restaurant, and more product variety.
If our community it was getting bigger, we have to grow with them and give them what they like because they are the customers. They know what they like.
For many who have moved to the U.S. from Latin America, Las Milpas can feel like a little slice of home. With freshly baked pastries, Latin music playing over the speakers, and an array of Latin products beyond just food.
I love to see this aisle because it's very colorful. And also said Colombia, Postobon, Peru, Ecuador. So you can tell now that we have all these products. How much we grew.
Not to mention, she loves their authentic Mexican street tacos. In the building behind Las Milpas, Torres is also renovating small apartments for employees who moved to Baraboo but need help finding housing.
That was another challenge or concern. Our community is growing and they are not able to make a history to rent apartments. So, for example, that affect me for my employees. Sometimes I lost employees because they couldn't find a good place to live.
Torres and her restaurant help others learn about the varieties of Latino cultures.
We just need to tell the people that we're not only drinks or food. We're more than that. We're history, we're traditions, we are different words, different languages.
But the work is never done. Torres is working on getting more products the community requests. She's also expanding her restaurant menu to include more Latin flavors, like Peruvian and Nicaraguan dishes.
That story was produced by Maria Brunetta, a Wisconsin Life production assistant. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast and find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is WPR News.